recognized symbol of excellence in sports entertainment.
This is the greatest moment in my life. When you walk around this world and you tell everybody you're number one, the only way you get to stay number one is to be number one. And this is the only title in the wrestling world that makes you number one. When you are the king of the WWF, you rule the world.
And as a wrestling fan who grew up in the 80s or 90s, truer words were never spoken. Of course, that was 30 years ago today when Ric Flair became the World Wrestling Federation heavyweight champion for the very first time. Of course, before this, Ric had been the face of the National Wrestling Alliance. And of course, once upon a time, the NWA was the biggest belt of them all. Of course, by the mid-80s, Hulkamania and rock and wrestling had taken over pop culture, and the World Wrestling Federation champion was indeed the king of wrestling. The words we just heard from Ric Flair are so iconic, we're still talking about it 3 decades later. It must have been quite the rewarding night for Mr. Flair. After his incredible back and forth with Jim Herd and the National Wrestling Alliance, he had been validated by becoming the World Wrestling Federation champion. But that was a bit of a paradigm shift for the WWF at the time. In more recent years, their world champions had been guys like Hulk Hogan or the Ultimate Warrior. But now, the world champion of the World Wrestling Federation was perhaps the best technical wrestler in the United States in 1992, the Nature Boy Ric Flair. Of course, Ric had been champion many times before, perhaps most notably with the Domed Globe Championship or perhaps the Big Gold Belt, as collectors call them. But our subject of title chase today is perhaps the crown jewel of all that Reggie Parks ever created, what collectors refer to as the Winged Eagle. It's commonly believed amongst belt collectors that the Winged Eagle is perhaps the most iconic and most collectible of Reggie Parks' designs. Today, we'll analyze the beauty of the belt, and of course the moments and memories that made this title so special. The introduction of the championship was relatively sudden. On February 5th, 1988, Hulk Hogan appeared on the main event. This was a Friday night primetime special on NBC that garnered the largest audience in professional wrestling history. And what a main event it was. Hulk Hogan was set to do battle with the incredible Andre the Giant. Hulk Hogan, our champion, did a pre-taped interview backstage with Mean Gene Okerlund prior to the bout, where we would see Hulk Hogan wear his old classic championship belt around his waist. Belt collectors refer to this title as the Hogan 86. Nothing out of the ordinary. But all of a sudden, when he walked through the curtain for the match with Andre the Giant, there it was. The brand new WWF World title that we now refer to as the Winged Eagle. What we didn't know then, that we know now, is that this title would become the standard by which all future world titles in professional wrestling would be judged. Unlike the previous designs, the Winged Eagle was featured prominently on television each week, with the number of pay-per-views and special events increasing and the audience multiplying in size. And while the belt went through a number of tweaks, the design remained largely the same from its debut until its official retirement nearly a decade later. The plates are perhaps the most distinguishing feature of any championship. The Winged Eagle in particular was a 5-plate belt that featured a logo plate and a gold tip. The original Winged Eagle was dual-plated, which gave it a fairly regal look, with all of the etched areas in nickel and the raised areas in gold. Only 3 competitors held the dual-plated Winged Eagle, being Hulk Hogan, Macho Man Randy Savage, and the Ultimate Warrior. Although I guess you could count that very brief moment where Andre the Giant held the belt over his shoulder, and that rare house show where Ted DiBiase wore his purchased world title. I don't know if those really count. Back to our design, the sidebars are one of the more interesting design elements of the Winged Eagle Championship, which serve as a quasi-frame for the championship. This bar feature is also present on the AWA World title that Curt Hennig held. although the bars on that title were straight rather than curved. The bars featured on the Winged Eagle, known as the WrestleMania 4 Winged Eagle to many fans, are shorter in length than other Winged Eagle variants. The sidebars are attached in three separate places, and the bars themselves have been twisted. Replica versions of this belt did not have the bars attached, or twisted bars, at least at first. At the top of the main plate is the WWF block logo and the World Banner below it. In various incarnations of the title, the World Banner would be Relief, meaning it would be a separate plate stacked on top of the main plate. Below that World Banner sits a globe, which was an iconic design element for Reggie Parks, with a sunburst pattern beaming from behind it towards the side and top of the plate. Under that, of course, is the iconic Winged Eagle, an aspect that would become synonymous with the WWF title, being featured on every main title design going forward, all the way until The Rock debuted the Big Scratch logo belt in early 2013. As the legend goes, who knows if stories like this in wrestling are actually true, Reggie Parks, by and large, used his own creative freedom to design many of the championships. But as the legend goes, WWF agent Chief J. Strongbow recommended the use of an eagle on the world title. Or perhaps Reggie just knew that Strongbow liked eagles and featured one prominently here on the world title. The wings of the eagle have tiny etched areas on the feathers that make the design really come to life. Across the eagle's chest is the word heavyweight, featured in an etched, unpainted banner. The banner was unpainted for some dual-plated versions only, but it was painted for most versions, and in fact painted black for all of the all-gold versions. The eagle sits on top of the wrestling banner that features small gold globes on each side, with a thin gold border that has five stars placed throughout. On each side of the banner, there is a triangular-shaped floral pattern featuring a Canadian maple leaf in the center, fitting a possible homage to the late great Reggie Parks' Canadian heritage. The sunburst pattern shoots out on both sides of the main plate, with an empty etched circle and gold grapplers in the center. The side plates feature the same sunburst pattern that start from the center and spread to the top and bottom of the plate. The WWF logo sits near the top of each side plate with grapplers in the center. The inner side plates feature the same grapplers as the ones on the main plate, while the outer side plates feature the grapplers in a leg sweep position with a slightly curved arch on the outside of each plate. Each side plate also features a scroll pattern on each side of the grapplers. The original Winged Eagle Hulk Hogan logo plate sports the WWF logo and Hogan's name underneath. This logo plate with the champion's name would become a regular feature on the title during the 80s and very early 90s. We've seen these logo plates don wrestler names like The Ultimate Warrior, Hulk Hogan, and Randy Savage. And while I believe those are the only three nameplates that had ring use on the Winged Eagle, we have seen collectors order custom logo plates with Bret Hart and Ric Flair's name. The gold tip has a pair of 3D triangular diamond-esque designs, which seem to be unique to the WrestleMania 4 edition. The championship had the traditional camouflage shell tooling and snap boxes, as most belts would until 1998, and this particular version had a slightly rounded cut at the top of the main plate, with the wings remaining on the leather unlike the later variations. This title would be vacated following the controversy of the Hogan-Andre bout at the main event, after a screwjob that ultimately saw Andre attempt to award the Million Dollar Man with the new title. A new champion was set to be crowned as a part of a 14-man tournament at WrestleMania 4. Of course, as we all know, the Macho Man Randy Savage won the title after defeating Ted DiBiase in the finals, and originally he wore the original strap. But he was a little particular. He didn't like the look and the length, so he made adjustments on his own merit. As a result, the title was altered and customized for the Macho Man during his run with it in 1988. The leather was shortened to fit more with his physique, which contrasted with Hogan's at the time. Additional snaps were also added, as the snap box only contains four snaps, with the new snaps being placed outside of the snap box, near the Hulk Hogan logo plate. This title became more damaged as the year went on, and the rumor is Macho Man wasn't exactly known for taking care of his championships. Just look at the state of the WrestleMania 3 Intercontinental title after Randy's reign. Along the way, one of the bars had broken off, and a new title was commissioned, and we've been led to believe that title was refurbished. On September 13th, 1988, Randy debuted a new Winged Eagle Championship with its first televised appearance taking place on Primetime Wrestling. The overall design remained the same with a number of tweaks, the most noticeable being that the curved side bars were longer in length and the heavyweight banner was now painted black. The logo plate now had Macho Man written below it, and the plate remained unpainted, showing the nickel in the etched areas and a plain gold tip. The diamonds were no longer part of the design. And unbelievably, the Winged Eagle now featured Velcro instead of traditional snaps. This was yet another alteration requested by the Macho Man. And while many fans believe this was the first WWF title to feature Velcro, it's actually not true. The first Intercontinental Championship, yes, the one held by the legendary Pat Patterson, also featured Velcro. Randy Savage's Velcro world title made it to WrestleMania 5 when the Mega Powers exploded on April 2nd, 1989. Macho wore his Velcro Winged Eagle to the ring that day. Once he dropped the championship to Hulk Hogan, the belt that Hogan held over his head was not the same belt that Randy wore to the ring. This was in fact a brand new Winged Eagle. It had the exact same specs as the WrestleMania 4 Winged Eagle that was vacated with the shorter bars, unpainted heavyweight banner, and a Hogan logo plate. But the logo plate on this title, however, was unpainted. The tip did not have the 3D diamonds, and it had an almost flower-like stamp pattern around each snap. This was the Winged Eagle that would go on to be destroyed by Mr. Perfect with the use of a hammer just 7 months later on an episode of Saturday Night's Main Event. Now, you may have heard over the years that that would be the same belt that would turn into Mick Foley's memorable Hardcore Championship. Unfortunately, that's just rumor and innuendo. Another rumor at the time is that there was in fact a yellow leather version of the Winged Eagle made during this time, but if that was true, it was never used on television. Following Mr. Perfect's destruction of the world title, we would debut yet another Winged Eagle. This time it would once again be dual plated with a painted heavyweight banner. This is the title that Hogan wore to the ring for the ultimate challenge at WrestleMania 6 in Toronto, where he would clash with the reigning Intercontinental Champion, the Ultimate Warrior. After Hogan lost it, the Winged Eagle went through one more of its dramatic design changes, as it would be the very last time we saw that dual-plated Winged Eagle on WWF television. Less than 2 weeks after Warrior's title win, he would debut the very first all-gold-plated Winged Eagle, and it was on a white strap. His initial title actually had a Macho Man logo plate, though. All the Winged Eagles that followed would be gold-plated until the design's retirement just 8 years later. Throughout Warrior's run as WWF Champion in 90 on into January of 91, he went through a variety of different colored leather straps for his Winged Eagle Championship. All of those belts were gold-plated, all had the longer sidebars, and all had the WWF logo plate with the Ultimate Warrior's name underneath. But of course, there was one huge difference: the colorful straps. Throughout 1990, the straps became as colorful and vibrant as the face paint the Warrior wore during his matches. The Ultimate Warrior would run to the ring to face Ted DiBiase in the Tokyo Dome on April 13th, and just 12 days after defeating Hogan, he would be sporting the new white Winged Eagle. Later on Saturday Night's Main Event, we would see Warrior rocking a brand new baby blue variant of the Winged Eagle Championship. Later, he's running to the ring, the team with the Legion of Doom to take on Demolition, while wearing a white Winged Eagle. However, this particular belt had a bright red backing, giving it an even more unique look. By the time November rolled around, the championship, still featuring the custom WWF Ultimate Warrior logo plate, would go back to being on black leather. Although he used 3 white straps, 2 black, 1 lavender, and purple. Many of these colorful straps featured a shortened 2x4 female snap box. The Ultimate Warrior's final match as the WWF Champion was at the 1991 Royal Rumble, when he defended his new lavender Winged Eagle against the now Iraqi sympathizer Sergeant Slaughter in a losing effort. There's another long-standing rumor that there was a deep blue Winged Eagle, but that is not the case. A promo picture of Hogan and Slaughter was used on merchandise, and some of the images had the color distorted, making the belt appear blue, but it was in fact actually the lavender Winged Eagle. While some will criticize the Ultimate Warrior for his colorful championship belts, there are many to this day who look back at this era as unique and one of the histories of this championship lore. Shortly after Slaughter became champion, he would defend the title in a losing effort to Hulk Hogan at WrestleMania 7. The version used that night was the previous Blackstrap Warrior Winged Eagle with the Ultimate Warrior logo plate. Of course, Hogan would then debut a new all-gold Winged Eagle following his title win with a painted heavyweight banner, a painted logo plate, and a gold tip. Hogan would eventually lose that championship to The Undertaker at Survivor Series in November of 91 with the help of the dirtiest player in the game, Ric Flair, and a steel chair. After that controversial finish, WWF President Jack Tunney would order a rematch at Tuesday in Texas. But once again, with Ric Flair being involved with Ashes and Hulk Hogan, more controversy would ensue. The president would be forced to vacate the championship. And for the first time ever, a vacant WWF championship would be put on the line at the Royal Rumble. The 1992 Royal Rumble happened on January 19th, 1992, and we're still talking about it 30 years later. For most wrestling fans, it's their very favorite Royal Rumble. There's no doubt there were so many Hall of Famers in that matchup, but it was really the story of the Nature Boy Ric Flair, who entered the Royal Rumble at number 3 and went on to put on a performance that still stands up today. Following Ric's title reign, the design of the title would remain the same throughout its entire run. Although along the way, there would be minor tweaks, including leather tooling, the actual cut of the leather, and of course, the number of snaps used. What's most recognizable about this particular Winged Eagle in comparison to some of its counterparts is its size, which is relatively smaller than all of the other heavyweight titles. It measures at a total length of 49.5 inches, with the standard being about 50, but it is noticeably dwarfed by the Big Eagle belt that would come after it. Some of the Warrior designs were even shorter, measuring 46 to 47.5 inches. The width of the center plate is 10 inches, while by the side plates, it's about 4 inches shorter. All of the side plates come in at about 4.5 inches in height and just 3 inches in length. The center plate, though, even if smaller than other designs, is substantially bigger at 9 inches in height and 10 inches in length. Both the side and center plates are just 3 millimeters in thickness as well. Meanwhile, the aforementioned WWF Champion logo plate stands in at just 2.5 inches in height and 2.5 inches in length. The center plate is also 3 millimeters thick, and the bars are 6.5 inches. As for the remaining snap boxes, there are 16 male snaps on this particular title, with just 10 female snaps. Those measure in at 6.5 inches in length and 4 inches in height, while the male snaps are 8.5 in length and 4 inches in height. The Winged Eagle that Ric Flair held during this time would actually become perhaps the most recognizable and most memorable variant of the Winged Eagle. Ric would lose his championship to Randy Savage at WrestleMania 8 after a short 3-month reign. And during the Macho Man's reign, the plates on this belt quickly dulled in color, and the corner of the Winged Eagle on the right-hand side snapped off. This version became well-known amongst wrestling fans, who fondly refer to it as the Broken Winged Eagle title or the Chipped Eagle title. Randy would hold the gold for 5 months before dropping it back to Ric Flair on Primetime Wrestling on September 4th, 1992. After only holding the title for one more month, Ric Flair lost his championship to submission to Bret the Hitman Hart, winning his first of 5 titles and, shockingly, the only one that he would win with his famous sharpshooter. The Hitman would wear the title proudly until WrestleMania 9 on April 4th, 1993, where he lost the title to Yokozuna due to outside interference from Mr. Fuji. Yoko had the shortest run with this Winged Eagle by far, as he only held the title for 2 minutes and 10 seconds. Of course, what came next is a moment that will live in WrestleMania infamy. Hulk Hogan came to ringside to support Bret, but Yoko challenged Hogan to an impromptu title match and went on to lose the title to Hogan in a match that lasted 22 seconds. Yoko would regain the title on June 13, 1993 at the inaugural King of the Ring pay-per-view, pinning Hogan in Hogan's final WWF match on TV until he returned to the company 9 years later in 2002. this is where the wear and tear of the championship became very apparent. The gold plating had deteriorated so much that at this point, parts of the belt looked black. The Chipped Eagle would be replaced the following year at SummerSlam 93, when Yokozuna would come out sporting a brand new Winged Eagle to face Lex Luger. Let's talk about the Chipped Eagle for a moment. Back in 2013, I had the good fortune of being able to tour WWE headquarters. While on site, I was able to even see Triple H's office, where I was excited to see his quite extensive championship title display. And there it was, the Chipped Eagle, behind glass in Hunter's office. This title was held by at least Ric Flair, Randy Savage, Bret Hart, Hulk Hogan, and Yokozuna. Unfortunately, it appears to have been replated, because even where the eagle was broken, it's now coated in gold. To a true collector, that might actually diminish the value, but what a cool belt to have. And I'm glad if it's out there that it's with WWE. As according to WWE archivist Ben Brown, it's the only Winged Eagle championship the company still has. Back to SummerSlam 93. Lex Luger would go on to win the match by countout, but unfortunately, he did not win the Winged Eagle championship. Yokozuna retains the belt and holds on to the Winged Eagle until WrestleMania 10, when he would drop the championship to Bret Hart. Bret Hart would ultimately lose the title back to Bob Backlund in November that year at Survivor Series, after Martha Hart threw in the towel on Bret's behalf, awarding the match and the championship to Bob Backlund. Backlund would lose the title just 3 days later at a house show in Madison Square Garden against Big Daddy Cool Diesel. Diesel held the title for 51 weeks, just 1 week short of his 1 year anniversary, a very impressive reign, especially in this particular era. Diesel would successfully defend the title against Shawn Michaels at WrestleMania 11, Psycho Sid at the first ever In Your House event in May of 95, and of course, at the second In Your House. He defeated King Mabel in the main event of SummerSlam 95, but would lose the championship to Bret Hart at Survivor Series in November of 95. This, of course, would lead to Bret Hart defending his title against the Heartbreak Kid Shawn Michaels at WrestleMania 12 in an Iron Man match. At the event, as we all know, Shawn Michaels would capture the Winged Eagle for the first time, and the boyhood dream finally came true. Randomly, in April of 96, the company decided to have the Chipped Eagle belt return to television. Freshly replated with a new coat of gold, it looked as good as new. Minus the clipped wing, of course. And that belt would be used until In Your House 9, International Incident. And that would be the last time we would see that championship until a few years ago, where guys like Roman Reigns had a interesting photo shoot with a very famous world title. Following the International Incident pay-per-view, we would see Shawn Michaels begin to use the belt he actually won from Bret at WrestleMania 12. That is until he lost the gold to Psycho Sid at Survivor Series with the help of a camera. Sid wouldn't be the champion for long, losing the title back to Shawn in front of his hometown in San Antonio, Texas for the 1997 Royal Rumble. Unfortunately, the title would become a bit of a hot potato after that. Shawn lost his smile and vacated the belt on February 13th, and Bret Hart became the champion at In Your House Final Four in Chattanooga, only to lose the title the very next night to Sid. Sid ultimately lost the championship to The Undertaker at the main event of WrestleMania 13, providing us with perhaps one of the most memorable images in WWF history as the Phenom raised the Winged Eagle at the Showcase of the Immortals. Undertaker would successfully defend his title against longtime rival Mankind at In Your House 14, Stone Cold Steve Austin at In Your House 15, Farouk at King of the Ring, and Big Van Vader at In Your House 16, Canadian Stampede. This was the Dead Man's longest reign with the WWF Championship. Bret Hart would recapture the title at SummerSlam 97, thanks to Shawn Michaels and a chair. This would be Bret's fifth and final WWF title reign. When Bret showed up at the WWF One Night Only UK event on September 20th, 1997, the top of the belt where the logo was had completely snapped off. It remained like this for several weeks before Reggie Parks made a new one for the WWF to use, and this would be the last. The new Winged Eagle debuted when Bret the Hitman Hart came out for his match with Triple H. this was the only belt to have a 2x6 female snap set as opposed to the traditional 2x5. It had the tightest leather cut of all the Winged Eagles, with the wings clearly sticking outside of the leather. This is the belt that Brett would refuse to drop to Shawn Michaels at Survivor Series 97, resulting in the Montreal Screwjob. It's also the belt that Steve Austin swung like a madman on the February 9th, 1998 episode of Raw that resulted in the right bar being snapped and looking very banged up when it was defended one last time in Boston, Massachusetts on March 29th, 1998 at WrestleMania 14. The following night on Raw, Vince McMahon marched to the ring with a brand new blue belt on his shoulder, as this was the debut of the Big Eagle belt, and the first of many to be made for the company by Joe Marshall, who we belt collectors know as J-Mar. As Vince McMahon introduced the new WWF champion, Stone Cold stormed the ring with the Winged Eagle over his shoulder, and as he walked down the ramp, he locked eyes with the new blue title, glanced back at the soon-to-be retired Winged Eagle belt. Austin got in the ring and, in true Stone Cold fashion, dumped the Winged Eagle on Mr. McMahon's foot and snatched the new championship right out of Vince's hands. And while that appeared to be the end of the Winged Eagle, it was not. The title would make yet one more final historic appearance on WWF TV, as it was the belt that was on display in the case in the center of the ring during one of the most beloved segments in company history, when Stone Cold Steve Austin drove a Zamboni to the ring. And to quote good old JR, Austin got McMahon. Randy Savage actually held this design more than anyone at 371 days. Bret Hart had the most reigns with 5 championship runs. As mentioned before, Yokozuna had the shortest reign at just 2 minutes and 10 seconds at WrestleMania 9. Most wrestling fans who grew up in the 80s or 90s consider this to be the World Heavyweight Championship. This is the wrestling belt for most wrestling fans. And when you consider the bookends of who held this championship, it all makes sense. Hulk Hogan introduces the title, Stone Cold Steve Austin puts it to bed, with champions along the way like Andre the Giant, Ted DiBiase, The Macho Man, The Ultimate Warrior, Sergeant Slaughter, The Undertaker, Ric Flair, Bret Hart, Yokozuna, Bob Backlund, Diesel, Shawn Michaels, Sid, and of course, Stone Cold Steve Austin, even if for just one night. This belt in particular has a unique history. As many belt collectors know, once upon a time, the World Wrestling Federation would send their championships back to Reggie Parks for them to be altered or repaired. And as the legend goes, this piece of leather was once used in the World Wrestling Federation. Unfortunately, Reggie Parks has now passed away. We don't know exactly when this leather was ring used. There's a design element stamped into the leather that we believe to mean that it was somewhere around 1994 or 1995, which would perhaps be during the Bret Hart, Bob Backlund, Diesel era. I was first made aware of this leather in 2013 and jumped at the chance to purchase it. By now you know from older episodes of Title Chase, that Reggie Parks was considered the gold standard for his leather work. And the idea that this leather might actually be ring used made it must have for my collection. But now that I had the leather, what would I do with it? Dave Milliken was able to affix new plates onto this old ring used Reggie Parks leather in 2013. And while it might be a bit of a Frankenbelt, I'm still delighted to have it as part of my collection. I became a wrestling fan in large part thanks to Hulk Hogan. And this belt was synonymous with Hulk Hogan and the Ultimate Warrior, my childhood favorites. Then once I got back into wrestling, I had a much greater appreciation for in-ring performers like Bret Hart and Shawn Michaels. And no matter how you sliced it, this title exemplified the very best in the professional wrestling industry. And it also became the holy grail for collectors. It seems as if every belt collector wants a Winged Eagle as part of their collection. As far as the ring-used collection goes, there is only one known ring-used Winged Eagle in existence. Still intact, that is. And that's the chipped Winged Eagle that belongs to WWE. I did give the disclaimer, still intact, because the belt that Mr. Perfect smashed on Saturday night's main event has actually changed hands a few times, once being sold as simply a bag of pieces and what's left of a leather strap. Unfortunately, many of the former champions profess that they still have their Winged Eagle World Championship, and wouldn't you know it, it's for sale. Ultimately, on four separate occasions, the titles turned out to not be authentic. So the search continues for a ring-used Winged Eagle Championship with ring-used leather and ring-used plates. Whether it's dual-plated or it's gold-plated, whether the wings are chipped or the bars are broken, the Winged Eagle Championship is the most replicated, most copied, most influential world title of all. And what better way to celebrate that title's history than on the 30th anniversary of the Royal Rumble 1992. As for me, the quest continues. I've yet to find a ring-used Winged Eagle Championship, and it remains the Holy Grail just barely out of reach. Although there's a funny thing about those Holy Grails. Sometimes you actually find them. But that's a story for another day. We'll see you soon on Title Chase.
Put that cigarette out.